Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Got a busy day today, but it's later today. Yeah, so I'm glad you could spend a little time with us here this morning. We're going to talk about trees and bushes and ground covers and flowers and vegetables and herbs and all kinds of related things, whatever you want to discuss. It is time, especially here in our part of the world, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Zone 8. We're having really warm weather. It's a good time to do a lot of stuff outside, and we'll talk about that. All you have to do if you want to talk to me about it on the show is give me a buzz. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. A lot going on, a whole lot going on. I'll try to get you caught up on some things. To start with, the SPCA feature that we do. I didn't get anything from the SPCA this week, so maybe I'll get something during the show. I don't know, but it's a feature brought to you by Espoma. Espoma does that and the mystery photograph, and I'm going to do the same thing I did last week, and I haven't done it yet. I'm going to put the mystery photo up on Facebook for you, and if you identify that, you get one of our courses, our online course, and also a gift from Espoma. Espoma is a company that makes a wonderful line of organic fertilizers, liquid and dry. And they help us with the SPCA report and also the mystery photograph if you are first to identify it. And it's not up yet. It'll be on Facebook, not on the website this morning. But you'll win an 8-ounce besides the course, which we give. Also, you win an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. So I'll keep you posted on that. I'll get it up the first or second break. Got a lot of stuff going on here. We've had an interesting last couple of weeks, especially this past week. We've really had a lot of people coming to the site and buying books and signing up for the course and getting involved in the Organic Club of America. All of that stuff is related, and it's all related to raising funds for our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. So I really appreciate the activity there. A lot of people coming in. I think people are figuring out more about the books and all that. We made it a little bit easier to find it on the website, for one thing. You just click on the red button up at the top of the page that says buy books, art, and class. And that takes you right to all of them. My art, I've got a little news about it for you. But let's see, first of all, what I need to do. Well, I did what I need to do for you, talking about that stuff. But we're going to be at the first of the Mother Earth News Fairs. Coming right up in just a couple of weeks, February the 16th and the 17th, and I'm looking forward to it. Some of the usual suspects are going to be there besides me. Great speakers across the board. Joel Saladin, one. Kirsten Shockley, Howard Garrett, whoever that is. Jeffrey Yago, Trad Cotter. I think Trad is the expert on mushrooms. Fascinating guy to talk to, and his talk is always really good about good and bad mushrooms, and he gets into things that will surprise you a little bit. Very, very worthwhile presentation to see. Shauna Coronado will be there. She's pretty cool. She does urban gardening talks and some things that you'll like. By the way, I've got some tickets to the fair to give away today. I'll work that in, and we'll figure out exactly how we're going to do that as I get organized here to do the show. The thing that, from our standpoint, that's going to be different this year in this fair in Belton, Texas, by the way, the Expo Center there in Belton, Texas, and you can go to Facebook. I'll put it on Twitter as well, and you can go to our website and pull up the Mother Earth News Fair and get all the information about all the different speeches, 100-plus workshops, 11 stages over a two-day period. It's, like all their fairs, a big deal. If you're into animals, you're covered there, all kinds of livestock and animals and pets and everything else. If you're into woodworking in any way, just a tremendous amount of information on tools, from small tools to gigantic equipment to make your own lumber and build your own house and all that kind of thing. Lots, obviously, about landscaping and gardening and vegetable gardening and herb gardening and all that kind of thing. My two talks, I'll look it up. I can't remember which one they had first. I'll look it up for you, but it's on that information that we're connecting to. But I'll be doing a little bit different version, updated version of my natural organic pest control talk, along with my fabulous trees talk, which will not only cover some of the most spectacular trees in the world, but also my recommendations on selection and planting and management of trees. And talking about, you know, pest problems, we obviously talk a whole lot about the sick tree treatment and how to solve big problems. How to avoid problems is my main thing to try to teach you. If you plant trees properly, just select an adapted tree, first of all, and if you plant it properly, and the most important there is planting it high with that flare way up in the air. You don't have very many insect and disease problems. In fact, very, very few. Parasites also basically go away. Sapsucker birds pecking holes in the trunk of the tree, mistletoe, all that. I've got a, in fact, I'm make a note here, in Howard's garden, when I get to that, I've got a report for you about one very special tree at our house that I need to tell you about. Let's see. Oh, the other thing about it, about the event that's going to be different, is that Doug Sheldon, my business partner, and I will be there both days. We don't always do that because sometimes I have to get back and do the show or whatever. And we're going to be doing the show from the event, for one thing. So we'll be doing that Sunday morning somewhere there. And also, we're going to have a visitor from Arizona with us that some of you met at the expo, and if you didn't, you get a chance to meet her again. But daughter and announcer Logan will be in town, and she'll be with us. And the reason is we will have a booth, which we normally don't do, besides me doing my talks and signing books in the gigantic bookstore that they have at all the fairs. They have so many books and articles, magazines, and periodicals, all kinds of things. If you haven't been to one of the fairs, it's worth coming just to see all that. But after both of my talks, like a lot of the other keynote speakers, I'll be having a book signing. And they have my most current books there, especially the one that I did with Mother Earth, the Organic Manual. But they'll have the big book, Organic Gardening the Natural Way. They'll have the insect books, the bug book, and the vegetable gardening book, and my tree books, and all that kind of thing. A lot of information. You know, we've got several thousand pages of book information on various subjects for you in my book, so it'll be there as well. We'll have a new handout. We'll have a new basic organic program. We've updated that. That'll be there. But I'm not sure how much art we're going to have. We're going to load up cars, and we're going to have art that will range from the inexpensive prints and the still pretty inexpensive original stuff that we did, the Forest Breeze series. I'll have some of the Moonlight series there. Those are pieces of art that aren't real expensive, and you can own a print or an original from me. And we'll bring some of the big pieces. We'll bring some of the big things I've been working on. I'm really having fun doing some on different media. We're doing some of the art on canvas, but we're doing a lot of it on wood, various kinds of wood. I'm putting some wood pieces together, almost a sculpture and a painting together. We'll show you some of those, and then we'll have some big pieces on plywood and things like that, which work really well with the kind of organic art that I'm doing. My art is organic for a couple of reasons. One is it's pretty wild and crazy. It's whatever comes to me. I do abstract stuff primarily with acrylic, but we're doing some with oil now. I've started doing some of that also. But we also do recycled stuff. I'm using media of recycled wood and board and plywood and various kinds of things, press board, particle board, and all kinds of things. And we're getting recycled frames. We've got some pretty interesting frames to show you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this, so don't go away.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organica, natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I got a little bit of work done on Facebook there. The art's up. I'm going to put I've got three photographs of plants that I'll do it at the next break up on Facebook. If I can figure out how to do it, I'll put it on Twitter also. And if you identify any of the three, Mr., we'll do three gifts. We'll do a couple things. We'll do the online class, the certification class, and we'll also do a free ticket weekend pass to the event down in Belton, the Mother Earth News Fair. Okay, telephone number, whenever you want to jump on here, 866-444-3478. Let's talk about a little in Howard's garden. We did a lot yesterday. I had a project that I've been meaning to do now for, to be honest with you, a couple of years. I've been putting it off just out of forgetfulness and laziness, I guess. One of the plants that I have, and by the way, I'll give just, this will be a little bit different one. There is a photograph at the top of the page right now on DirtDoctor.com, on Facebook. There's a photograph at the top of the page, and we'll make that the mystery. I don't think I've ever done that, the mystery plant. If you identify it, we'll give you a ticket to the fair and the course. I'll just give away a bunch of them today if we have any good responses. That'll be the first one. The photograph at the top of the page of Facebook will be the first one to get those prizes. But anyway, the project at home that I finally got around to, had some guys over doing a little work for me, helping clean up, still cleaning up leaves and various debris and things like that in the garden at home. And I have a plant that I've had, that I've owned for a long time, and it's a Japanese maple. And I've had it now in three different sizes, three different plant pots. The first one was, I think the first two might have been terracotta. And the winter got them. They just deteriorated, and I needed to step the thing up anyway. So it's currently in a concrete pot that's pretty big, and it's been in it, I don't know, 10 or maybe 12 years, probably 10 years, something like that. And we each time we stepped it up into a bigger container, we exposed a little bit more of the top, and we've got a really dramatic flare on the top of it. It has been for some time, but I hadn't done the same operation in quite a number of years. So anyway, they helped me tip it over. It took three of us to get it out, and I was a little bit surprised it wasn't root bound any more than it was, because it's been, like I said, quite a while since I had repotted it. I wanted to fix any girdling roots, circling girdling roots, and set it even higher than it was. The first thing that we noticed when we took it out, and this is one reason why you need to do this if you've had important plants in containers for a long time, the roots had jammed the drainage hole. I have one big drainage hole right in the bottom of this concrete pot, and then we drilled, over the years, we drilled holes in the sides at two different levels, one level right at the bottom and then another level about, I don't know, 10 inches, 12 inches up from the base. But the roots had gone into that big hole in the bottom and had jammed it so tight that it couldn't drain at all. We had a hard time chiseling and getting it out of there. And then I said, well, I normally don't recommend this because it doesn't help drainage at all, but it might help in this situation, or preventing this situation from returning. I put black lava gravel in the bottom of the pot, again, a big concrete pot, and then put the soil that came out back in. We filled in with some new soil around the side, and we needed some new soil because I had we raised it and set the level higher than it was, which was one of my main things to do. Well, as I was watering it in, and I was watering it really, really thoroughly, which, you know, you should always do, and let the water's weight settle the soil, just like when you plant a tree, not a lot of tamping. What happens if you tamp the soil when you're when you're planting, you can end up inadvertently causing air pockets down in the soil. So just let the water, you can run it at whatever speed you want to run it. It's not going to hurt anything, but really, really flood it and let the weight of the soil settle the soil. And I was washing some of the soil, doing a little bit more exposure of the flare at the same time. And all of a sudden, I see this white, and then my first thought is, golly, there's mycorrhizal fungus or some root hair sticking up there. And I looked at it closer. It wasn't roots. It was synthetic covering, you know, synthetic burlap, I guess you'd call it, synthetic material that had apparently been around the original ball. And thinking back to when I had exposed it and stepped it up the last time, I had seen some of it and thought I had gotten all of it out. But guess what? I didn't. I didn't get it all out. So now I've got to try to dig down and excavate, work around into the root system and try to get that old synthetic burlap pulled out. Tell you a little bit more about it and what my final steps will be when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And might surprise you, but I actually got done what I said I was going to do. You know, mystery photographs are on Facebook, and we've got four. One of them is the top of the page, the banner, and then there's three others, and I'll give prizes on all four if anybody identifies all four. If you call in to identify, just do one. Don't do two because that'll take away from somebody else's. But if you identify any of the four mystery photos on Facebook, my Facebook, tickets to the fair, and it's a weekend pass, by the way. It's a good ticket. By the way, if you end up buying one, if you do the weekend passes early, it's really a good deal. I think that buying one day almost cost as much as a whole pass, the two-day pass. So check it all out. If you go to DirtDoctor.com, you can click on the connection to it. Go to appearances or do a search for Mother Earth News, and you can get the information about the whole event. Coming up just a couple of weeks. Looking forward to it, and look forward to visiting with you while we are there. On the back to the SPCA report a little bit, even though I didn't get a report, I don't know what happened. They had some issue, I'm sure. We'll try to find out this week. Didn't get a new dog, but we've got several that have not been adopted yet. So go to the SPCA report, SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com. Click on it and you can go to past dogs. You can see their photographs and all their bio and their information is there. Of course, this is for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area primarily. One of the SPCAs is in McKinney. The other is in Dallas. And wherever you are in the country, you have rescue organizations, and that's just a great way to get a pet. You can get any kind of a dog or cat or probably any kind of pet you can dream of, but dogs are what we primarily talk about. And it's not just mutts. I mean, a lot of the dogs we talk about are mutts. They tend to give me a lot of the pit bull mixes. I guess it got started because we have such a cool pit bull mix. Nelly, our tree climbing dog. If you haven't seen that, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and do a search for Nelly. Maybe under tree climbing dog too. Nelly's N-E-L-L-I-E, but we have photographs of her doing her tree climbing deal. We've about figured out how to keep her from doing that. And in fact, the solution is similar to one of the pieces of sculpture. And by the way, I do have some sculpture too. I don't know if I'm going to bring any of them. I may bring one piece to the Belton show. They're going to be a little bit harder to transport, but if nothing else, we'll have photographs of some of it there. But one of the pieces of sculpture I'm working on right now is made out of welded wire, and the welded wire sat on the trunk of the tree. I'll show you, be finished next week. I'll show you how that worked out to keep her out of the tree. She's pretty good about going up in the tree, and you tell her to come down until you give her a treat. She comes right down. I think she's figured out that that's a good way to get a treat. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll get back to some of that stuff in just a minute. Right now, we're going to go to St. Joe, Arkansas, and talk to Eugene. Hello, Eugene.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you on this Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, it's really nice here. It's going to be nice to get out and work today.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of questions for you. One, you've been mentioning trifluora orange. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Trifoliate.
Trifluoriate. That's right. Yeah, foliate. Okay. Well, anyway, I know where there's some at, and I was wondering what kind of a hedge do they make and how fast do they grow and how big do they get?
Well, trifoliate orange is pretty fast growing for citrus. That's why it has... it's why it's used as the rootstock for a lot of citrus out there. That, and along with the fact that it's like iron healthy wise, it just doesn't have any problems or anything. So it grows. I don't know how you'd put a number on it. I'd say it's going to outgrow most hollies that you would plant. It may put on 4 to 6 inches of new growth a year, maybe a little bit more than that. And
how tall are we talking about?
I guess the biggest one that I've seen in the Dallas area, there's one at the Texas Discovery Gardens at Fair Park. When you go, if you ever go there, you go back to that little white building that's back away from the main building, and there's one near the back side of that little white building. It's probably 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It doesn't get just super tall.
Doesn't get super tall, and it'll probably get a little bigger than that, but it tends to grow more up than to fill out and be real bushy. I think that if you prune it carefully, pick prune it, or even shearing it in some cases, you could force it to fill out a little bit heavier and make it more of a screen. The main thing that you get the screening from with trifoliate orange, those gigantic 3-inch thorns that it has.
It reminds me of the cross swords the military uses for weddings.
yeah, it's seriously armed, isn't it? Yeah.
But,
okay, well, give it a shot. Let me know what you think.
The other question I've got is about using a trim saw, electric-powered, battery-powered. Mm-hmm. I have a chance to buy one to prune fruit trees with. Do you recommend that? Would that hurt anything?
Well, you know, I just bought one myself the other day, and I hadn't thought about using it for pruning. I normally just use a hand fold-out hand saw for the smaller limbs. I'll use a chainsaw for larger ones and use hand pruners or loppers, you know, for smaller things.
Well, because of neglect, we let our fruit trees get too big. We're going to trim them back, and I need something to reach up. I don't want to be on the ladder too high, so I've thought about getting one. I've got one I could buy at a decent price, and it's not very big. It's not a real, it's not 20 foot. It's like a 8 foot. It's real light. You can use it almost one-handed, and the limbs are, they're like inch and a half diameter, something like that, where I want to try and trim it off at. And I just wonder if the fact that it uses oil on the bar or anything, if it would hurt anything.
No, I don't think that would hurt anything at all.
Okay.
It'll just help kind of sear over. You know, we're using chainsaws on pruning trees all the time, and that's really not a problem. What brand is the one you got?
I can't remember now. I haven't got it yet. I was going to buy it used, and the guy who owns it hasn't used it but a couple of times, and he paid like $100 for it. So, but I thought about trying to offer him my 50 or 60 and see if he'd want to sell it. But it's battery powered. The only drawback, he's got one battery, so I'd have to get another battery for it probably.
Yeah. But I've got a big one. I've got a Steel. It's you know, it's a serious tool. The only thing I'd warn you about using a pole power saw is that you can easily, if you're not really careful, you can do some damage, because you know, you got that thing on the end of a pole, and it's got some weight on it, and so be careful about it waving around and nicking a part of the tree that you don't want to be trimming. I think it's a good tool. It helps me sometimes because I can reach down into my bamboo on the slope and cut down some of the dead stalks and clean up things in an area where I can't, you know, walk right to. So it's a great tool, but it does have that one flaw. And of course, it's a chainsaw, so it's dangerous. So, you know, be careful with any kind of chainsaw.
Well, the lower limbs, I was just going to use pruners, but the ones I can't reach very well, that's what I was thinking of using.
I think it's fine. I don't think it's any problem at all, other than accidentally nicking something that you don't want to the prune.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Howard, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for being our leadoff hitter.
All right.
And we will move on to Iowa. We're going to go all around the country here to start with. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you? Finally thawed out up here.
Well, good. What's going on besides that?
Well, we had that 40 below zero. The weather was kind of interesting. Posing some questions for me, because I was wondering, is there any information about when you've got bad weather like this, on what kind of plants you should be careful of planting in case of you had too much water or too much heat or any of that type of stuff? So,
well, it's just, follow the local experts on what they recommend as the hardiest plants. When you have really cold temperatures, you know, you're dealing with two things. You're dealing with not only the cold temperature, but you're also dealing with the wind chill factor. So the hardier the plants, the better. As you, I hope, know, the organic program that we recommend gives you about 4 to 5 degrees of hardiness protection. And you also can use floating row cover and give yourself somewhere in that same range, too, about 4 to 5 degrees. So you start by taking the local people's recommendations on what the most hardy plants are. Use the organic technique, and if you know you're going to have some dramatic change or wind problems and you've planted something that's a little bit iffy as far as hardiness, you know, cover it with the floating row cover, and you can get away with quite a lot, even in a terribly cold place like you have there in Iowa.
Yeah, well, I just wondered because, you know, sometimes it's disappointing if you plant a bunch of stuff outside and then all of a sudden you get a northern or a kind of like a lot of rain, you know, and your poor plants to wash out. So, you know, so.
Well, just talk to the local folks about what are the hardiest plants rather than me telling you specifically what to plant and then, you know, plant what you want to look at and what's going to produce the kind of crop you want, and then use those organic techniques, and that's the best way to go.
Okay, that's great advice. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys, and have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay, David, thanks. Call us again. Let's see what Linda is up to. Flower Mound, Texas. Hello, Linda.
Good morning. I'm going to be joining a community garden, and they have raised beds for vegetables that have been using synthetic fertilizers. They want to convert them to organic, so
terrific.
Is there a way to detoxify, or how should I start?
Yeah, that's good thinking. We have a detox plan. It's on our website under soil detox, and it's probably under just the word detox. Also, if you do a search on dirtdoctor.com, it'll take you over to it. What the detox plan is, Linda, is the basic organic program on steroids. You know, it's just more of what, you know, we normally use, with one exception, and that is, if you really want to detox, the best first step is to put out a very fine textured humate or activated charcoal that's fine like talcum powder. It's a little hard to find. I've got a tip for you I'll talk about when I come back. But anyway, mixing it in water and spraying it out on the soil that's, you know, possibly contaminated. Let me put you on hold so we can finish up when we come back, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Oh, the birds beat me back in. I am back, though. Linda, I think, is still with us. Let me check. Linda, you there?
Yes, I am.
The conversation that we were talking about, we can talk more. Do you have another question, follow-up question?
I wanted to guess at one of the pictures.
Oh, okay.
Which? For me, it's in the upper right of the three, and it looks like a Mexican plum.
Mexican plum is exactly right. That's one of my favorite plants, too, by the way. It's a great plant to use when you've been frustrated about growing hard-to-grow plants because it's so easy. It has beautiful exfoliating bark. It has the white flowers that are extremely fragrant in the summer. Sounds like you may know this plant in the spring. And then it has a real pretty yellow orange fall color. It's a color that you don't see on very many plants. And then it has those little plums that are grape size late summer and into the fall. They're not great for just eating right off the tree, but they're great for making jellies and jams and things like that. Did Mary Rose get the information from you about how to get your prizes to you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, congratulations. You are our first winner of tickets to the Mother Earth News Fair and one of our online courses, the certification course of landscaping and gardening, 15 chapters long. Thank you, Linda. Did you have something else for me?
No, I'm so excited, and I will see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Look forward to seeing you. Be sure and come by and say hi to all three of us, Doug and Logan, and I'll all three be there.
All right, see you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you then. Bye-bye. It's there was something else I didn't finish talking about. I'll get it in a minute. Mary Rose, remind me what that was. Here's Trey in Missouri next up. Hello, Trey.
Yeah, good morning again, Howard.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to take a guess at one of the pitchers if I'm looking at the right one.
Okay, what's your guess?
Well, is one of them a traditional English ivy?
Well, you might be looking at one we did last week, Trey. The one we did last week was English ivy and Persian ivy and fig ivy. You had to get all three of them. If you look, there's another entry on Facebook that shows obviously a couple of trees. Three of them were trees, and what was the four? Well, they're all trees. Mexican plum has already been guessed. It's the one that shows the little purple plum over on the left side of the photograph. So check it out, and if you recognize one of those three, call me back, okay?
I'll do it, sir. All appreciate right. your program.
Thanks for calling. Okay, let's see where I didn't finish telling you about my Japanese maple. We uncovered the flare down to the point where during the excavation of exposing the flare and looking at the top of the roots, we ran into this plastic that's awful. It shouldn't even be on the marketplace. Quite a few tree growing operations use. And I guess it got started because they found that if they use this synthetic stuff to do bald and burlap, that it wouldn't decay and fall apart and create a problem if the trees, you know, had to sit around for a long time. The only problem is there's a lot of contractors and a lot of homeowners that don't realize that synthetic stuff cannot be left on the plant when it's planted, or it'll cause some problems. Now, I got away with it because it had been removed from the top, and it had been removed for the most part when it was originally planted, because I didn't find it all the way around. And then I found it, later in the life of the tree when I was moving it up to bigger and bigger pots. I found it, and I thought I had removed all of it. Well, as I excavated even more and uncovered more of the flare, I found that I hadn't gotten it all out. So I've at least got that synthetic stuff down. It's probably, it's probably 8 inches from the middle of the trunk of the tree. So it was probably around a 5 gallon kind of a ball and burlap, maybe a little bigger than that. So I'm just going to dig straight down into the ball. That's what I wanted to tell you. I'm going to go down into the root system, and I'm going to excavate and make sure I get it all out this time. The tree has been doing well, but the last year or two, it's had a little bit more dead twigs on the tips than I like to see. And I knew something was up, and that's why I wanted to repot it. And I didn't find circling and girdling roots, and partly because of the jam up of the drainage hole in the bottom, and the other is this synthetic stuff. There may be more of it in there than I realize. I'll try to take pictures of it as I do it so I can show you and hopefully help you with your potted plants. But for a starter, if you're buying bald and burlap plants, get the burlap when you plant the plant, no matter whether it's real burlap or synthetic, completely removed from the ball as it's being planted, okay? I used to say from the top and leave the sides, it's okay. I was really wrong about that. Get it all off. Plant that ball naked into the bare soil. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We'll be back to start hour number two right after this.